Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Airhead by Meg Cabot, narrated by Stina Nielsen and directed by Jane Kramer.
Chapter 1. Emerson Watts, called my first period public speaking teacher Mr. Greer, startling me from the light doze into which I'd drifted. Well, whatever. Do they really expect us to be alert at 8:15 in the morning? Come on! Here, I called, jerking my head from the top of my desk and surreptitiously feeling the side of my mouth, just in case I'd been drooling. But I guess I didn't do it surreptitiously enough, since Whitney Robertson, seated with her long, tanned legs crossed beneath a desk a few feet away from mine, snickered and hissed, "Loser!" I threw her a dirty look and mouthed, "Bite me." To which she responded by narrowing her heavily made-up baby blue eyes at me and mouthing back smugly, "You wish."
"Em?" Mr. Greer said with a yawn.
I guess he'd been up pretty late last night, too. Only I'm guessing it wasn't because he'd been frantically finishing his homework for this class like I had.
"I wasn't calling roll. It's time for you to give the class your 2-minute persuasive oral piece. We're going in reverse alphabetical order, remember?"
Great. Just great. Chagrined, I slid out from behind my desk and made my way to the front of the room, while the rest of the class tittered. All except Whitney, I saw. That's because she had dug her compact mirror out of her bag and was gazing at her own reflection. Lindsay Jacobs, seated in the row beside hers, stared at Whitney admiringly and whispered, "That shade of gloss is so you."